This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. I want to start from Psalm 118. Psalm 118. The power of the Holy Ghost is here setting people free and touching lives. It will be a short message. Open your spirit and be ready to receive. Psalm 118. Hallelujah. I want to start from verse 15. I also ask us to take us. Let's just read this together. 1, 2, go, everybody read. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Anywhere you see the voice of rejoicing in the tabernacle of the righteous, what we follow is that the right hand of the Lord will do valiant things. Praise and wonders are connected together. Praise and wonders are connected together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you begin to magnify him, you'll see the light of his countenance. And you know what that leads to? Psalm 44, verse 3. If you are tired of standing, maybe you are a little elderly or we can sit down. But for those of you that are young, keep standing. Stand up for Jesus. Yes, oh, just of the cross. Lift up his royal banner. It must not so lost. From victory unto victory. Till every foe and Christ is love. Thank you for loving this song. It means that you love standing. Hallelujah. Psalm 40. I just want to read it before we see that. Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got, not the land in possession by their own sword. Your sword represents your work, your money, your level. In the name, see, my job is just to prophesy this morning. Because I sense angelic activities this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, what your sword and your sweat cannot do, the power of God will do it for you. Let it be that this is the week that you see the right hand of God working for you. The Bible said they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them. You have your sword, you have your arm. But thy right hand, thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. So, this is the week of overflow of favor. God bless you. You can have your seat. If you need to stand to say amen, don't hesitate. They have said I should not come down. Listen, in the wisdom of God, the Bible says promotion does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. It does not come from the south. The Bible says God is the judge. He is the one that lifts up one and pulls down another. And I've explained, of course, the Bible didn't mention not, because that would contradict the beginning of the statement. Not in those days used to be where Mount Zion was. So you hear it's Mount Zion, side of the northern city of the great king. Well, David said, if I lift up my eyes to the day, usually look towards north. Daniel will open his window towards the same place. But they believe that north was God's direction. So David refused to add north. A promotion does not come from east, west, and south, but certainly from north. Do you get that? Now he said, God is the judge. He sets up one. Where I want to start today, and of course we won't finish this message today, is the fact that to continue where we started last week. You see, God's greatest gift on earth are inside men, are men themselves. When God gives a gift to a generation, the gift will be in a person of a man or a woman. Human beings are the greatest asset on earth. Unfortunately, human beings are the greatest problems on earth also. I get what I'm saying. Now, when the Bible says promotion does not come from, but God is the judge that exalts and the one that demotes, it does not mean he only exalts Christians. Now, God is the father of Christians, but God is the judge of the whole earth. In the wisdom of God, everywhere you see, God has placed men in all boundaries and territories. So all nations of the earth, they have presidents. All regions have kings or a kind of priest, a kind of governor, a kind of ruler. All offices, we have MD, GM, whatever name you call them. Because by divine arrangements, men are next to God and men are authorities. I'm going somewhere. Now, also in the wisdom of God, as his children are passing through life, there are men like Pharaoh, they must come down. There are men like Herod, they must come down. But there are men also who are like that, they are not to come down. Remember, about 3 weeks ago, I said that there are mountains that God will level before you. There are mountains that God will drill your path through. There are mountains that God will give you wisdom to climb. The one that you are supposed to climb, if you level it, it becomes a disadvantage to you. Because when you climb it, you will see further. So instead of the Lord leveling the mountain, he knows that you need that vintage opportunity. God has seen that this particular mountain, when you climb it and you stand on top of it, you will see what you can never see at the valley. That's why you go through some trials in life. So God will give you wisdom to climb. You just find yourself on top of the mountain. Now, whether you climb or a level before you, you are on top. The fact is that it is no more a hindrance. Is somebody hearing me? In the same way, there are individuals that in life, they occupy positions and you must pass through them. There are some of them that will be as stubborn as Herod, as stubborn as Pharaoh, that God will have to get rid of them for you to pass. But this is what people don't know. So when people pray that, oh, God, deal with my enemy, there are some people, especially even some people that look like God's enemies, their time is not up, God will not remove them. I'm talking to somebody. Are you following me? Because even when Abraham got to the land, the Bible says you cannot possess the land. I said, for the iniquity of Amorites is yet to be full. There is a time, God told Abraham. So it took another 430 years for their court to be filled. There are men who will hijack power socially, in office, politically, in everything you can think of. They are against God. They are ungodly. Yet God leaves them there because they are supposed to occupy that boundary for a while. When you come across such men, what do you do? In other words, spiritual warfare will bring some people down before you, like the Bible has said. But some other people will not be brought before you. They will remain powerful, but God will give you a favor before them. The king that told Nehemiah to go and build didn't send God, didn't know God. But authority over nations was with Xerxes at that time. He was the king of kings. He was the king of the whole world. His empire had conquered the world. And Nehemiah stood before him one day. Nehemiah had prayed overnight, Lord, Jerusalem is burnt down. Our nation has become, this was the king ruling. And Nehemiah in the morning stood before the, and the king said, you look sad. You are not sick. What is the problem? Nehemiah chapter 1. And Nehemiah said, why won't I be sad? They have killed my father's house is burned. Our city is in ruins. Jerusalem is destroyed. And the king said, what exactly do you want? And the man said, if I find favor on your side. You know the meaning of that? I want to go and rebuild the city you destroyed. And the king said, go. Number one, you are serving me. No 3-month notice. Like workers will write when you want to leave office. You are the king called bearer. And you are telling the king this morning after giving king coffee that, sir, I want to resign right away and I want to go and build my father. He could have your head cut off for that. But Nehemiah had prayed. Now, that kind of king at that time was not the type that we say God dethroned. Ah, yeah. When Christians know this, we let the Holy Spirit guide us in battles that we fight. Some people, you are engaged with spiritual laws. Some other people, what you need before them is favor. Are you with me? No matter how much prophecy you dish out, you can't bring some people down. Why? Their time is not up. When their time is up, God will remove them. Everybody might point to them as wicked people, and they might actually be wicked. But remember, even the wicked has a purpose in serving. You and I can't kill. But the Bible says anybody that kills a person, by a person will be killed. There are boys reserved for that. You see, the wind and the sea, they obey God. He said, I am the Lord that calleth a ravenous bird from the east. Even wild animals, they obey God. They have their place in the scheme of things. I don't know if somebody is hearing me. Are you with me? They have their place in the scheme of things. Yes. Hallelujah. When they say the Lord is the commander of hosts, it does not mean host of angels alone. God is in charge of every host. Hallelujah. I think that was what happened to that neighbor one time. When it was something to a Butemeta. Many, many years ago. It wasn't this popular at that time. Many, many years ago. And he didn't know it was one way. I know the way police, let me not indict police, but some people. Instead of them to tell you that this is one way to enter, they will stop and let you enter. Then negotiation will start. So, they stopped him. And he said, I'm going for prayer. They said, do the prayer meeting there now. That you know what to do. And he said, well, I know what to do, but the problem is that I'm a Christian, I cannot. He said, then Christian yourself inside the car there. And he just said, oh, Lord of hosts, you know I'm going for prayer meeting. You know, there were area boys taking their stuff on their own. One of them just looked and said, it's like policemen are harassing that man. Says, that one, the man they call Adeboye that preaches that church over there. And they took their broken bottle. And they began to go, and the police ran away. I said, Baba, hey, bye bye. I left. You see, he forbids drinking paraga, but if he needs to use them, in South South, kidnappers kidnapped a dear sister, and the brethren started praying. I want to give a praise and let the angel of the Lord overtake them. As they were taken out to the forest, Aya bandits met those ones and said, who authorized you to be operating here? I know they're always very territorial. And they said, to punish you, we will release all your hostages. And they told of them, go and get them transport fare. Go, go, go. The Lord our God is strong and mighty. Hallelujah. If there is need to use a board, it will. When Elisha spoke, Bear responded. With God, all things are possible. And there's no creation of his that he cannot use at any time. But what I'm saying this morning, I like teaching along or speaking along the line of what I know will happen to many during the week. The oil of favor is about to come upon you. In a while, we'll start praying now. Because that is what you need. Now, Daniel could not pray out of office. Daniel chapter 1. He had a conscience. I pray believers will know what I'm sharing with you. He could not defile himself with king's food. Yet, they could not say no in the palace. Now, Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. Look at what the Bible says. So Daniel said, I will not defile myself. But the Bible says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of Enoch. Dear Lord Jesus, because of this, because of civilization, you might not appreciate the gravity of what is going on here. Kings in those days, monarchs were being worshipped then. They had the power of life and death. They could kill. The one that Joseph interpreted dream for, the king called the two prisoners, restored one to office, and beheaded the other one. And nobody asked him. That one, they were both prisoners. He just looked at this one and said, okay, you come and be working. Looked at this one and said, well, there's no work for you, so death is for you. And the family could not complain. You could not go to court. So here, the king told this guy that this is the food all these guys should eat. And Daniel says, excuse me, sir. Can you permit me to eat pulse and vegetable? Even the king said, he said, Daniel, hey, if after 21 days or 30, after 3 months or whatever time appointed, if I bring you out and the king see, if he sees that you look lean, and they should tell him that I allowed you to eat any other thing, you and I, dead for sure. But you know what? The Bible says God had brought Daniel. There are requests that some of you will make. Hiya. Concessions and considerations that will be given to you that has never been given to anybody before. The venue that God bought, many of you remember very well, apart from removing 5 million naira from the monies we paid annually, one of the organizations here, which you know very well, had paid, and they paid for 8 years, and they paid 30 million per year for 8 years. I saw the check with my two eyes. The lawyer showed me and said, I don't know what I'm doing. They showed me, not that them say it was a file, opened the file, and he showed me that these are 8 checks. You want to pay 25, only pay 2 years. He rejected the offer and they gave us, and he returned their check. Who does that? Then now, remember, we came into that property, he gave us the key to enter March. Our rent started counting September. 6 months head start. I don't know why the Lord is reminding me. They say, instead of me to look at money to be spent in building, yesterday I was just giving God thanks. All that came out of my, I began to recount all the miracles that we have seen as a church. That is the most important thing. I began to recount all the miracles that we have seen as a church. This statement, and I prophesy, this month and next month, this statement that we've not done this for anybody before, I don't know why we are doing this for you, will be a common statement to many of you here. You saw she has relocated, and one of her sisters here, one of the departments here, that she went to give birth in America. I remember when she was calling the office, their office where she was working, a lot of money was paid to deliver the child there. And they came back to Nigeria trying to start all over again. They almost felt bad that they went to give birth because of the expenses. And the hospital called them and said, when they left, somebody showed some policies. And they said that every stranger that came to give birth, that they should bankroll and also give them some money. And they credited their Nigerian account with all the money spent with a little more. They just made the hospital go, this we can't explain, but this is wonderful. You see, wonders of God, they are real. And you know what? Favor is such a powerful currency. It will buy what savings cannot buy. There are, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to quote this. When Abacha was the president, there was a church he gave a property to that the pastor said, this is what we want. And he said, no problem. And he ordered them in Abuja to let them have that place. It does not matter the person we are talking about. So Daniel, the guy thought about it. He said, Daniel, you are asking for debt for me. But I don't know why. I will do it for you. So yes, what happened? Let's just test a little. Let me test you with 21 days. And Daniel was far better. But if anybody reported that guy for even giving him that 21-day call, that would have been certain death. But God, then I will stop with Queen Esther because we want to pray. We will repeat one prayer and lead them to pray on Wednesday. That's why I said you should be coming to church on Wednesday. You see, in Esther chapter 2, Queen Esther, as soon as the guy that was keeping the women saw her, he just liked Esther. And the Bible said that God gave Esther favor. Esther 2:9, Esther 2:13. So all other people that went to see the king in those days, thank God that we are not living in those days now. All our girls are free now. I mean, because the king wanted to marry all the girls in town, they gathered all of them. And then they will pass a night with him and say, no, I don't want to. Imagine your girlfriend being among the girls they caught. We'll carry gun. Protest must start immediately. What kind of stupid king? Go out and ask a girl out. But you want all our girls to line up. And that was what happened. But when he saw Esther, the Bible says Esther only took in what that guy. Other girls did not know anything. The way if you read the story, they were allowed to ask for anything, any kind of perf. So they were asking for Gushi. Give me Gushi. 7th Avenue and 9th Avenue, and they were, and the guy will give them. Because the king, I mean, for many of us living in Lagos, you don't know how rich those kings of those days were. If you go to some of the Arab nations, some of the ancient towns where they still have kings now, you will understand. I just read about one recently. When he went to America, 318 people went with him, and they must go ahead of him. There was one that 830 must travel with wherever he's going. Any hotel is checking, they will transform the hotel to his country before he comes in. They are bringing their bedsheet, but they will throw away all your bedsheet, put the bedsheet, and then nobody will stay in the entire hotel. Is that because when he meets a person, he gives you $1 million for meeting you for the first time? So they guard him from meeting people. He was going to a garden to play. They paid everybody to send him away from the garden 2 days before he came, 2 days after he came, because he was coming to the garden. He was in America. Americans were like, nobody's going to tell me to leave the garden. When they saw dollars, they left. Money answered it all things. They said, you are not leaving. Okay, stay there. But those who will leave right now, we are going to give each one of them $10,000. Sorry. I have left. And like that. Because he just wanted, and they only spent about 15, he just wanted to see the garden. So they had to drive everybody out, and they paid them. They say if by accident you jam him like this, he's under an oath, he must give you $1 million. Let him come to Nigeria. Many people will jam him here. Some will disappear and appear in his room. They will jam. They will over jam him. Hallelujah. But you see, money means absolutely nothing to those people. Yes. I know of one that no bob, no nothing, no cutting, nothing must spend more than 1 week in his house. And he has never worn a clothes 2 times. Yes. So every Friday, they change the outlook of the house. Every time. Yeah. So he wears a clothes, he takes it off, he never goes back to it again. I know many of you are trying to program. Don't think about it. just you are in Nigeria, so don't think about it. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. These were men in those days. So they gave all the girls whatever they wanted. But this man was looking at Esther, that there's something about you. And he told Esther that, you see, when you go to see the man, take this one. Other girls, he didn't occur to them that this guy was in charge of the queen that was sacked. He could tell the king loved that queen so much. So there must be something about our way of dressing, our perv, that only this, and this guy was his PA, was her PA. So he told Esther that you want the king to notice you, go with this, and go with this. So all other girls like that, they are just wasting their time. And when Esther came in, maybe the guy even taught her how to respond, how to kneel down, what to say. Esther reminded the man of Vashti. And he pointed the golden, said, this is the lady. And that was it. A girl that was even brought in like a slave, becoming the queen. Favor is powerful. Favor is powerful. The way it works, people in authority and people who have opportunity and power to help and move things for you. When people of God is upon you, it causes your path to meet. They notice and they do what they're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I really want to worship you, my King.
When God shows a man mercy, what he puts on you is favor. Let me read this last part, and then we start praying. I want to stop here. Isaiah 60. Let's start from verse 9. Isaiah 60. Verse 10. Strangers shall build up thy walls. Their kings will minister to you. In my wrath I smote thee, but in favor, what will happen? In my favor, mercy and favor, they go together. Now, as a result of in his favor having mercy on him, look at the next verse. What happened next? Therefore, because of mercy and favor, thy gate shall be open continually. You know the meaning of gate that time? Now, that's actually your account. Because they shall not be sure day nor night, that men may bring to you forces of Gentiles, and their kings may be brought. Can I say it this way? Day and night, you will never cease to have alerts. Even in this current situation, see, we are praying for economy to recover. But whatever happens to dollar, all you need is more dollar yourself. Some of my friends abroad have been coming in to buy houses, right? Because for them now, it is cheaper than ever before. Yes, cheaper than ever before to just come in and then buy things. Come in with just $50,000 and buy a property here for about 60, 70 million. That's what some of them have been doing. And I don't know how many people have walked up to me in this church to say that in the last 6 months, they stopped paying them, and I started paying them dollar in the office. Many of them gave dollars and said that God opened door. We are not of them that should join them to complain. We do our best to help our nation, but you see, whatever happens, that does not keep God stranded.
Oh my God, lo shalamande brakido masi amanda.
I want us to pray. You are just going to ask for this oil of favor to be on you. You see, and I thought that's connected to mercy. Look at what we prayed on. Genesis 19:16. That was what we prayed on Wednesday. And I feel like that is the prayer we pray again. Now pray for everybody because it's connected to what we are saying. Genesis 19:16. Why he lingered? The man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. What's the next word there? What happened? This is Lot. Lot was supposed to be out of the city. Destruction was coming. And the Bible says it was lingering. time was going. Wise people should come with their family members, and I speak to families here. How I see people, families, individuals who are lingering in Nigeria. Lingering. That means what you should have achieved, you are still around it for a long time. Projects is looking like an abandoned project. Why lingering? The Bible says this angel did it in a supernatural way. They held his hand, held his wife's hand, held the children's hand. That's a family salvation. And the next thing, they found themselves out of the city. Believe me sincerely, that was a supernatural move. I don't, even if the city is just 3 kilometers away from your house, the gate of the city, you are an adult. An angel can, a man, you know, they appear like men, cannot hold your hand, hold your children's hand, and drag you 2 kilometers away. What happened was what happened with the boat of Jesus. When there was turbulence and Jesus entered the boat, the Bible says immediately. There is a power, there's an aspect of God's power that causes something to happen immediately. They were at the center of the sea when Jesus walked to come and meet them. When he entered the boat, the Bible says immediately the boat was at the shore. Not gradually, immediately. While Lot was lingering, if there is a person under the sound of my voice, hear or watching, and there are aspects of your life that you are lingering, all you need to ask, that the Bible said that this guy did it because God was being merciful to him. When God shows you favor and is merciful to you, there is an angel in dispatches that they take you from where you are and you land where you ought to be. It is called recovery, restoration, or speed. But it's connected to God's mercy. May this mercy land on somebody this morning. I'm going to ask us just for about 3 to 5 minutes to pray. Look, when it comes to this, I might not stop in between. Don't do gentleman's prayer. It doesn't work here. It's a cry from your heart. For you, for your family. Some people can tell here that in 10 years, no real progress in your family. Is that God's plan? When your sisters, when they call, the story is always the same. The one that the husband is not, is maltreating, is still maltreating. The one that everything is like, is those who are asking for money from you are still asking for money. It's not a good thing when you are the only one prospering in the family. And there are some people, even you yourself, you have areas you are lingering. Time is running. You have been brought to this service. Why don't you just pray right now?
I will lift up my eyes to the hill. My echo strong, Lord. Shukala. Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, carry me. Just play. Holy Spirit, carry me. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. You can mention that area. Lord, show me mercy. I need your favor in this area. Thank you.
minutes more. Somebody pray. 2 minutes more. Somebody pray. Jesus. Saying in my spirit, there are people here and there are people watching. People only tend to share with you bad things. They need your help, this one. People don't always extend a hand of blessing to you. You know, there are many in this situation. You are friends and you have some people who are megaly. You are not courageous and you are not looking for them. But it's just that nobody extends. They just don't. You are surprised when you hear the story of somebody being called, somebody giving something, somebody helping them. A dear sister was still called here recently. Her aunt just said, come, leave that country. And pay for her children, pay for everybody, did the whole application herself and took her out of the country. I just said, please check, does not want to go. She said, well, she has been praying about that before. It's amazing. When they hear of giving some people cars, it's strange to some people that some people actually, somebody walks up there and they pay their rent for 2 years. Some things don't happen to you. But you see, today, that's why you are here. In the name of Jesus Christ, if I be God's servant, and I speak with authority, as one who has received grace, that story changes now. As you walk out of this place, because of public stuff, he might not want to share that because of the sentiment of the testimony. But I said, dear brother, yeah, I'm talking about my brother, Solomon, I don't want him to say something open because of how said, but to just code it, imagine he has space in a particular place, you know, being open because he needed to do something. He shot himself. Mali, Burkina Faso, and he just blocked the airspace. You can't fly, and when you're going from Germany, you have to fly through them. And there was something was bringing, it was on website, I saw the number of the people involved. And they told him that only the president of Niger can do this. Now he's here watching me this morning. And supernaturally, somebody there spoke to the IES authority for him. And they asked the description of what he wanted to fly over. And they let him pass. In this, all of you know what's going on in that region. There's no extent. He told me how bothered he was because he thought about who we talk to the. I don't even know how we. Or see, he said in the morning we're just meditating with joy. And the Lord told me what to do. I checked the website and followed this woman. It was a woman that answered. I said, is it Army chief of Army staff? And that one said, he's the president. And like that. And later they called him back. Can you tell us what and what? Describe this thing. What and then that was it. Men and brethren, I want you to believe in the power of God's favor. Because it redefines everything. It changes everything. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I have heard of somebody that it was after she delivered at the hospital there as they carried the baby, and then I don't know how to told her. Because of the medical stuff that she went to when she gave birth, they discovered that there was no reason for her to have been pregnant in the first place. They saw a condition on her that now she did not even pray, but she was not even aware that she had a condition that she stopped her from giving birth. gynecologists gathered around that. They held the baby there. They were shocked and showed her the results. That this one is in you. You were not supposed to have a child. She had it. She has had it before even being told. Whether there are those who are using their faith to let this thing go. May mercy carry you. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Kaluzi, Radigo, Sise, Paruski, Laprekisto, Lengrodu, Shalibo, Paracusti, Lengroduzi. I don't know why I've been led to share this. Because I think the person that told me it was their neighbor it happened to. Where this wealthy man built a house around them. And the man's two young kids, they were fond of playing with this woman's kid who was a widow and had nothing. So this two boys would go to the compound of this rich man to play ball with the kids. And they got so close and the father never stopped them. He would just pass by, greet them. So later their boy was our brother and it was time for them to relocate. I'm telling you a true story. The boy that told it was their neighbor. And when the father announced to them that they were going to join them, they used to go every holiday. They would not go through, not coming back. Instead of them to be happy, the two kids were sad. And the father loved them so much. So in the night, he called them together. So why are you feeling sad? I told them you are traveling. He told them stop eating all day long. And they told the father, we will miss those two friends. That anytime they feel, they said all the time they traveled abroad, you know that private life, that they didn't have any kid, any friend around. He said, Dad, it's only you and mommy going from hotel to hotel. We eat together. No friend. He said, so if we are going to leave there permanently, that was the little thinking of a child that won't have friends. And he said, we're not going. He moved the father. In the night, he called the mom on phone and sat on the bed. He couldn't sleep. In the morning, they refused to eat breakfast. And the father said, is it this serious? And their mom told them that, well, you are the rich man here. Why don't you ask those two other kids to join? He went to their mom's house to ask that, will I be asking for too much? If I want to sponsor your kids to travel, I will take full responsibility. Of course, how can you be asking for much? And the mom said, no problem. Now, he included the mom. Yes. He said, don't worry. We will settle you. We'll pay for it. He said, we have properties there. You'll stay in one place. He said, we'll pay for their school. He said, I just want, only for him to now say, actually, that looking at them play with it, I had been thinking of doing something for them. He said, because I know they've been friends with my kids for a long time. He said, so this is an opportunity for me. He said, what does it cost to ask him to come over? He said, I have property and I have company there. He said, so come with your kids. Those people were taken to the embassy. They went to take them. It was one that God passed. They didn't even have passport. God passed one for them and took them out. This favor, Lord Jesus. Again, in University of Ife, that was where it happened. That a boy, he had nobody, didn't know anybody. And he didn't meet up to Christ, just got a little above 200. And his name was not, he didn't know what to do. He was standing by the gate when they came at the second time, he was looking for who to beg. And in my new Ife, from the gate, is a bit far from his bed. A man drove in the world with two kids. And only as a waste admission office. And the boy said, where you go? He said, no, come in, take us there. And he took them. And the man just said, what were you doing there? He told the man that what happened. That little about told, I don't know anybody and that they are not going to. And the man said, follow me. When they got, the man went straight from admin office to see the VC, a man of authority. And he told the VC that these three people, his own two kids and this boy, said they are my children. He said, help them. And that was it. Yes. And I learned, he didn't even stop there. That boy became like a child to him from that. Every time he came to change his own kids, he would extend something to that boy. So he was responsible all the 4 years of that boy living by meeting at the gates. What is the big deal in giving somebody direction? The Lord will order your step this week. The Lord will direct your path this week. For as many hands that are lifted up here this morning, oil of favor, oil of favor, oil of favor, in the name of Jesus Christ. that just happened now. The Bible says, believe the Lord, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. It is your season. Favor overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody give God praise. I'm already trembling at what will happen during the week. Before the end of February. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a single lady here. I have a witness of the Spirit of God to tell you. Honestly speaking, for the first 2 years of your marriage, you will continue to wonder whether the guy could see very well that made him to marry you. Not because you are bad. You are just wondering why somebody of that level, of that beautiful character, and of that blessing. This like a man made from heaven. Yes. You are always wondering, Lord, what did I do to deserve? Nothing. It is God's favor to you. I've only had that story in a few marriages. When the woman will tell you, said it publicly one time, that no man like my husband. I said, I don't know why. He said, in this marriage, they married for like 11 years. I'm the one that gets angry. I'm the one that talks. I'm the one said the husband has never raised his voice once. And he said, this man loves me. He said, Pastor, this one loves him more than I love him. He said to him, I don't know why. He was blessed. He was far richer, more intelligent, better in every way. But the way he does with me, as if I'm a treasure he cannot afford to miss. He said, but Pastor, secretly inside me, he is a treasure. Because I know my anyhowness. He said, but he seems to tolerate and to be fine with everything about me. So once I say I'm angry, he's already apologizing. Okay, don't push that too far. I'm just saying that somebody should not expect that. Okay, they'll be begging you. And but I've seen marriages where this is operating. It's true. And in some cases, I've seen people thanking God for their wife like that also. I want to talk about a woman that just understands the man. Yes. The one who pays the bill. You can pay, you want to pay, he won't even allow you. Wonderful. Amen. Pastor Abby does quite a number of that. And I thank God for her. Amen. She praise the Lord. Why are people talking about problem in marriage? Well, I'm blessed. I've never had cause to report her to anybody, and she has never cause to report me to anybody. I thank God for that. Praise the Lord. And so I might not be the one that will follow you to market. And she has forgiven me for that. So I don't go to market. I don't go anywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you want to talk to me, I might not hear what you are saying. I think she has adjusted to all that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those of you men who are like that, you sit at the kitchen when she's cooking, you follow her around, as if you are policing her, you iron her clothes, you do all those things. I commend you. Wonderful. There are some men like that. It's awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for representing us well. Glory to God. You wear the same type of clothes, you follow. You know, you open door, you do all that, and we want to be like you. So we appreciate you. Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Oh. All parents that are here, lift up your right hand. I pray for the mercy of God over your children. They will not stray. No misfortune. Amen. They will follow the ways of God. Amen.
excellent spirit,
Amen.
Strength and honor,
Amen.
Healthy body,
Amen.
In the name, you will not sorrow over any one of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Is someone blessed this morning?
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.